I'm Marco Werman with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. They may be tiny islands in the middle of the South China Sea, but China's territorial claims over them have the potential to spark some serious trouble. Today, tensions went up several notches in the region after news broke of the apparent deployment by China of surface-to-air missiles on an isolated outpost known as Woody Island. So, aggressive move by China, or is it within China's right, as it claims? For this, we turn to Patrick Nguyen with our partners at Global Post. What is going on here, Patrick? Just how provocative was this move by China?
Well, China has placed high-powered missiles in the middle of the world's most contested waters, and that's the South China Sea. Moreover, they're actually building a full-on operating base in the middle of the ocean. And so far, it's had troops, an artificial harbor, a huge runway that's fit for fighter jets, and now we have the introduction of extremely high-powered missiles that can blow just about anything out of the sky from about 125 miles away.
So that makes it all sound like China believes this is truly their territory. Who is disputing this area and how's it all playing out?
The island that is so well defended is claimed by Vietnam. I don't think that anyone thinks Vietnam is ever getting this island back. The overall sea is claimed by about 8 countries, although China claims that the entire region belongs to China. They call it their blue national soil, and it's sort of an aquatic prefecture in the eyes of China. And we have to remember why China is defending this area so strongly. About half of the crude oil going to China from the Middle East is passing through these waters, about 1/3 of the world's shipping trade. So they have every reason to want to claim it for themselves, despite the brouhaha this has generated.
So Woody Island, was this always a man-made island, or is it kind of started off as kind of a rock in the sea and China's built onto it?
Woody Island was always an island. Despite the fact that it's extremely small, it was one of the larger islands in the sea. China realized that and determined that it was going to be the seat of this aquatic prefecture that covers the entire sea. So it actually has government offices there. It considers it an administrative seat.
So does that mean that what they're doing is legal?
Whether it's legal or not depends on which side you're viewing it from. The U.S. doesn't think that it's legal, and the U.S. Navy tends to see itself as this great protector of the global shipping trade, and what China is doing is awful. China says it's had this area for many centuries, and it's always been under China's dominion.
It sounds like the importance of this whole area, it's not really what is valuable there, but just its strategic position, these oil routes, as you say.
Right. Oil routes. There's a lot of fishing throughout this region. There is natural gas buried beneath the sea, lucrative, giant, vast amounts of natural gas. But at this point, the focus seems to be on the fact that it's such a vital shipping route. If this area were denied to China, the economy would crumble. They simply wouldn't have crude oil flowing in to power the economy. So they think that it very much is in their interest to protect it. The U.S. and principally Vietnam and the Philippines disagree. And Vietnam and the Philippines, you know, their militaries are not nearly as powerful as the U.S. The U.S. has sort of stepped in as a de facto naval force protecting their interest.
Yeah. So what kind of reaction have we gotten so far from the U.S. and where do things go from here?
Well, every time there's an escalation, the other side escalates. Recently, the U.S. sent a warship in an area that China specifically said, do not send your ships here. They did that twice. So China now parks these surface-to-air missiles in the middle of the ocean. So no one knows exactly where it's going to go. At this point, China could, say, blow a U.S. drone out of the sky. They could blow a surveillance craft with pilots on it out of the sky, although it's hard to imagine they would be that incendiary. They could also, if there's any Vietnamese spy aircraft flying around there, they could blow that out of the sky. It's not that apparent that they would want to do that because that would really spark intense hostilities. But it's certainly possible if things keep escalating that it gets to that point in the future.
Patrick Nguyen with the World Global Post team. Thanks so much.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Marco. Catch you next time.